played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story.
Oh, my baby, what have I done to you? Can you ever forgive me? You must never know. Thank heavens you're too little to realize. I didn't think it would be like this. I thought you'd have the best of everything. Security and happiness. Oh, but I was wrong. You don't have the home the father Kit promised you. She doesn't even love you. Never mind, baby. I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up.
Jesse Calvert stood by the French windows in Ben Calvert's house on 11th Street, looking out at the young woman from California who was there. The young woman who said she was a friend of Kit's. Jesse watched as the woman bent over the crib, held the child in her arms. She was rather intense, Jesse thought. The very way she held the child to her showed a depth of feeling. It was odd. Kit had never mentioned her. But then, Ben Calvert's daughter seemed very touchy generally on the subject of what she'd done in California, the people she'd known there. It was only by accident that Jesse had discovered the fact of Paul Cromwell's having lived next door to Kit at Malibu, outside of Los Angeles. There was something queer about the whole thing. Jesse would have liked to question this attractive young woman, but Mrs. Fenner had been so reticent. There was an expression of hurt, of sorrow in her dark eyes, which made Jesse hesitate. With a sigh, Jesse went over to her desk, became absorbed in straightening out the accounts on which she'd been working, so she didn't hear the front door close, nor Kit's footsteps in the hall.
Well, Jesse, you're looking very industrious.
Oh, Kit, what's the matter? Do I scare you?
Oh, I didn't hear you come in. You startled me.
Sure you haven't a guilty conscience about something?
And why should I have a guilty conscience?
Well, when people jump as you did.
Look, Kit, if anyone's been jumpy in this house lately, it's you. For months now, you've been barely civil. So don't try to cover up by accusing other people. I assure you, I have nothing on my conscience.
Are you implying that I have something on mine?
Oh, good Lord, you're simply impossible lately. You pounce on the slightest thing I say. I realize your pride's taken quite a beating, but even so, you really ought to try and control your temper, Kit.
My temper?
Shh, there's no need to shout. Your friend will
probably... My friend? What are you talking about? What friend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to tell you when you came in, but you put the whole thing right out of my head.
Well, who is it?
Oh, that friend of yours in California.
From California?
Oh, she said she was a good friend of yours. Mrs. Fenner.
What? Did you say Fenner?
Why, yes, Mrs. Fenner. Rather pleasant little thing. We had quite a chat.
Where is she, Jesse?
My goodness, you don't seem very pleased. Why, I thought you'd be delighted.
Where is she?
Why, she's out on the terrace with the baby.
You left her out there with the baby?
Well, why not? My goodness, she's not going to eat him. I think she's a frustrated mother at heart.
You just can't be trusted, can you, Jesse? I'll leave the house for an hour.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Kit, what's the matter?
Well, Lisa...
Hello, Kit.
This is quite a surprise. Hadn't you better put the baby down, Lisa? I wouldn't want my son to catch cold.
Your son?
Yes. My son.
All right. I'll put him down.
Yeah. That's better. For a moment when I came out here, you looked as if you were on the verge of doing something very foolish, Lisa. Very foolish indeed.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, don't you? I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. I know very well what was going on in that little head of yours. You see, Paul told me.
Kit, we've got
to... What do you think of my child, Lisa? my son. Oh, don't tell me you aren't properly impressed with my offspring. Everyone else thinks he's quite wonderful.
He is wonderful. He's a beautiful baby.
Well, that's more like it. For a moment, I was afraid you didn't appreciate him. And you know what a mother's pride is, Lisa.
Oh, stop it, Kit, stop it.
What's the matter?
Now I see you for what you really are, hard and cruel. That was what I thought at Malibu in the beginning, and I was right. If only I'd realized in time.
Look, Lisa, this is absolutely pointless and ridiculous. It was very silly of you coming down here.
Silly, Kit, that I came to see my own baby? After I found out...
Of course it was. Why torture yourself for nothing? Get yourself all worked up. It won't change anything. Frankly, I can't imagine why you came.
I don't believe you. You must have known I would after Paul's visit. After he found out...
So Paul told you. I can imagine what he said. Yes, Lisa, it crossed my mind that this might happen. But then I told myself you'd have better sense.
You mean you'd hoped I'd be afraid to come?
Not at all. You've nothing to be afraid of. But to come rushing down here, put yourself in a false position...
Kit, I'm not the one who's in a false position.
Well, surely you don't think I am. Well, that's absurd, Lisa. Here I am, a married woman, in my own house, bringing up my son. You come rushing in where you've no right to be, making a lot of hysterical accusations.
I have no right. Kit, you tricked me before in California with the same methods you're trying to use now. Putting me in the wrong when I've done nothing wrong. Making me feel guilty because I question you about Paul.
I tricked you.
Tricked me, yes. All the time you were planning what you were going to do, planning to take my baby away from me. Paul told me all about it, everything. I know you now, Kit. You'll never be able to deceive me again.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Mead. I didn't know you'd come back.
I've been here some time, Miss Thorndyke. I was rather surprised to find you'd left the baby out here alone.
But I didn't leave him alone, Mrs. Mead. Mrs. Fenner was with him. I've only been gone a few minutes. I went up to warm his bottle. How did you two get along while I was away?
Very nicely, Miss Thorndyke.
You certainly made a hit with him, Mrs. Fenner.
Look, he's reaching out his arms to
Lisa,
you.
Lisa, I think we'd better go in. Miss Thorndyke's going to give the baby his bottle, and we don't disturb him while he's being fed.
Oh, it'll be all right, Mrs. Mead, if you talk quietly.
I'd prefer not to have him disturbed. Come along, Lisa.
Goodbye, Miss Thorndyke. And thank you.
Goodbye, Mrs. Fenner.
Now, Lisa, let's get this settled once and for all. You made a mistake coming here, and I'm sure you see it yourself by now. However, now that the damage is done, now that you've succeeded in getting yourself all worked up for nothing, we'll just have to make the best of it. At least you've seen the child, know that he's well taken care of.
No, Kit. You can't get rid of me so easily, not anymore.
No, I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm merely pointing out that you've put yourself to a lot of trouble for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing, Kit. I had a good reason for coming here.
Oh, I suppose it seemed that way to you. Knowing your tendency to dramatize things, I might have foreseen that your emotions would get the better of you. But since you've made up your mind to give up your baby of your own accord, I did hope that you'd have the honor to keep your end of the bargain.
How can you talk about honor, Kit? You've broken every single promise you made to Paul as well as to me.
If I were you, I wouldn't worry too much about Paul, Lisa. Perhaps he didn't tell you the whole story.
Paul told me everything. I know how you planned this together. What a fool you made of me.
Now, I suppose you've forgiven Paul, but...
Paul Cromwell isn't important now. He just doesn't matter. Only one thing matters to me now, Kit. My child.
Oh, good Lord. I thought when I left California I had the last of these scenes of yours, Lisa. All the tears and accusations. Why can't you face things? Nobody's taken advantage of you. Everything that happened is on your own head. If you're not satisfied with the results, there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is, Kit.
Well, I don't know what idea you have in that funny little mind of yours, but I do know that the baby is getting the best of care, as you can see. He's healthy, well-fed.
That's not enough.
Not enough?
No, Kit.
Well, it seems to me you're taking a very strange tone, Lisa. Considering our respective positions in this thing. Coming down here, complaining about heaven knows what.
I'm not here to complain, Kit. I have a much better reason.
Well, whatever your reason is, it's certainly very foolish. Everything's been going smoothly. And now you've simply managed to upset yourself.
I'm upset, all right.
Of course you are. That's just what I mean.
Kit Mead. I've come to take my son away.
Well, Kit, those are the words you feared to hear ever since Jesse told you that Lisa Fenner was in the house. It looks as if the moment has finally come when you can no longer forestall the inevitable, when you can no longer delay discovery of the fact that you virtually stole another woman's child, that the baby your father is so proud of is not his grandchild as you led him to believe. When Ben knows that, Kit, you'll be completely alone at last. For if he knew the truth, Ben's pride would never let him forgive you.
When you want to bet on sports, play it on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance!
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.